Good afternoon. Temperatures will continue to struggle today on the heels of a north-northeasterly breeze, keeping cold air from Canada locked in place. At the same time, clouds are increasing from the south in advance of the next disturbance that's headed our way for later on this evening. Clouds will gradually thicken through the afternoon, and temperatures will only reach the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs. Eventually, we'll start to see some flurries and light snow showers across the Catskills. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley, some rain showers will mix in before the evening commute. And then as we get through the evening, snow will overspread the entire region on the light side and only add up to about an inch or two in most places before a transition over to some sleet and a little bit of freezing rain, and then finally a transition to just plain rain showers as we head through the overnight period. Temperatures will continue to climb after dark through the 30s and up toward 40 degrees by early tomorrow morning. Some places across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could pick up as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow where they hold on to the cold air longer. Regardless, the system will pass by relatively quickly overnight tonight. We'll still be left with a lot of clouds tomorrow, but just scattered rain showers as temperatures reach into the middle 40s for afternoon highs. Behind this system, high pressure will build in on Wednesday night, and for the day on Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. It'll be colder again, with highs staying in the mid-30s. Sunshine will give way to some clouds as that high pressure system retreats on Friday. Still, it'll be dry through the day, with highs staying in the mid-30s. Another weak disturbance will then approach on Friday night and into the day on Saturday with more clouds and the chance for rain showers as highs approach 40, highs in the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, and another disturbance will bring us a chance of rain on Monday with highs staying in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of disturbances will bring needed precipitation to portions of the western U.S. Precipitation will be rain along the coast and in the valleys. Rainfall intensity will be moderate to occasionally heavy, and this will reduce visibility and may cause localized flash flooding. Flash flood watches have been issued for the coast into the hills from Santa Barbara through Los Angeles, past San Diego, and to the Mexico border. In the Sierra Mountains, 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected, with the highest peaks approaching 3 feet. Winter storm warnings are out for the higher terrain. Freezing rain advisories, though, and winter weather advisories are in effect for the upper Ohio Valley, the lower Great Lakes, and most of the interior Northeast as a wintry mix, including freezing rain, overspreads the region associated with the weak disturbance in the Tennessee Valley. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain showers in the lower 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with light snow developing later in the day and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 66, set in 1998, and the record low, 2 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today, with highs from the mid-20s in the mountains to lower 30s in the valleys. Snow this evening, mixing with sleet and freezing rain overnight tonight, with temperatures holding in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds with the chance of light rain or snow later this afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A period of light snow this evening, then rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon with the chance of light snow by the end of the day and highs in the lower 30s. Snow this evening, mixing with sleet and freezing rain, then just plain rain showers overnight tonight, with temperatures climbing through the 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with a chance of light rain or snow during the afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. A period of light snow this evening, then rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Thickening clouds through the afternoon with the chance of light snow later on in the afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. Snow this evening, mixing with some sleet and perhaps a little freezing rain, then just plain rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing through the 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few rain showers in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, colder Thursday and Friday, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday, around 40. And lower 40s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.